All right, it's 8:42. You're listening to AM 1050 WLIP. I am Lenny Palmer, and as we do every other Friday, our friend Scott Carney with Lakeview Health is in studio with us. How are you, Scott?
Good morning, Lenny. Doing really good today.
And it's just, I don't know, I got up this morning, I said, it's chilly. Well, I get to wear my Wisconsin jerseys at least when I do that, but always looking forward to this discussion, and we have another guest in the studio with us, Kelly McRae. Now, Kelly, you're an intake specialist with Lakeview, correct?
That is correct.
But you're not working at intake, not plumbing or anything like that we're talking about. No,
sir.
No, well, you're going to have to explain what that is to us. And basically, it's what happens when people first pick up the phone and how the process starts. Is that what we're talking about towards recovery?
That's correct. When the families call in, I answer the phone, and there's a few of us in the office, and you know, we've been with the company for many years, and we know what the families are going through, as well as the addicts that are suffering also. And so we handle the initial calls when they call in.
So, and that starts the process. So that, hence the term intake.
Yes.
I mean, the people are first getting into the pipe. Can I say pipeline, so to speak? Is that a proper term?
Yeah, it's you know, they're getting into the initial assessment portion of treatment. A lot of questions the families might have. A lot of questions the families can call prior to having the patient or client call. It's just a place that's 24/7, 365 days a year. That, you know, if I'm not available for whatever reason, which, you know, sometimes does happen, that you have, you know, a place that you can call, and you're going to have people on the other end that a lot of them are in recovery themselves and been doing this for a while and know the ins and outs and all the questions. So.
And Kelly, people call at all times of the day. I mean, this isn't like calling up and ordering a pizza. It takes a lot to pick up that phone and call, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It does. And when we answer the phones, whether it's a mother, you know, that is just in pain because, you know, their child won't stop using or drinking, then, you know, we're there to talk to them and make them, you know, we have compassion for them and their relationships and their struggles. And, you know, then if we help them figure out if they need an interventionist to help them, because a lot of times the patient is not willing. And we just walk them through the whole process of, you know, finding some comfort on the phone first and foremost, that there's someone that can answer the phone 24 hours a day. There's always someone there to pick up that line and talk to them. And, you know, then if their family member is willing to get help, we will, you know, do the clinical assessment with them, see what is the best fit for them. To get better and walk the families through the entire process.
I want to backpedal a bit here, just rewind. You said many times the addict is not willing, and that is a big obstacle or hurdle to get over, correct?
That is correct.
They don't want to admit that, and we all know, I mean, denial is like, I don't have a problem, or I may have a problem, but I like what I'm doing, and you can't make me stop doing it. You run into that a lot, don't you?
Oh, we do. We do. The patients would be in denial. They, even when it's evident in their life that there is an issue, whether it's their relationships or failing jobs, school grades, whatever it is, when there's evidence, you know, it's very difficult to admit, okay, I need help, and be willing to take that step and go and work on themselves. And I always tell the patients when they call in, you know, it is up to them when they get there.
Sure.
To work on themselves, and to get the therapist can help them and guide them and you know, delve deep. But it takes the patients being willing to work on themselves.
Could one say, Kelly, that perhaps the most difficult part of the process of, you know, weaning people off of addiction is the first step, which is basically what we're doing with the intake specialists here?
It is. I believe so. Just admitting they have a problem and picking up that phone. You know, I may speak to a mother for, you know, 3 or 4 days, and, you know, then they sit down, yes. And then finally, you know, the patient is willing to talk to me, and, you know, just to get on the phone with me is a huge step.
I have to think that some of them just want to unload on somebody and talk, and they, because they've been holding this in, because as Scott and I have said many times, most people will just write you off. I mean, it's the society still thinks that, you know, this is your problem. This is not a disease. Forget about it. They're done. You're toast or whatever. And it's very difficult for them to open up to friends and family. And so therefore, when they pick that phone up and call Lakeview, that they're actually looking for somebody that they can open up to.
Yes, they are. And, you know, if I have an addict that calls in, you know, I know that the past that they probably had when they picked up, when they finally taken that step to pick up the phone, that there's been a lot of damage probably in their relationships and with their family. And I will offer, you know, after talking them to them for a while and getting them, you know, comfortable with me, you know, do you want me to reach out to your family, you know, and let them know that you're okay and tell them about the program? Because they're so filled with guilt and shame at that point that they don't know what to do. So that's when I can help them, you know, just step across that line and say, you know, he's really willing to do it this time. You know, he's, you know, maybe he's made the call before and not followed through or not gotten help or relapsed, you know, so there's damage that's been done in the trust and with the families.
Is the process like that, Kelly? Is that, did they start like, now we're talking about the addicts now, nibbling a little bit, as I'm using these terms, you know, these colloquial terms, before they finally decide to jump in and do something about it?
At times, yes, they will do that. They, you know, one may call and then not, you know, take that final step and agree. And you may talk to them for, you know, I may check on them once a week or, you know, talk to them for a few days. You know, I strongly recommend that when someone takes that initial step and says, okay, I need help. Can you help me today? I, you know, and I ask them, well, what happened? Did something happen yesterday or this morning? Why did you pick up the phone today? And then they tell me what happened, because normally something has that's pushed them forward and to, you know, admitting and picking up the phone. And, you know, when I'm able to talk to them about that, then, you know, we're able to move forward and get the help that they need. No, I do suggest that they not wait, because a lot of times their minds are changed and they think that they can do it on their own, or, you know, that, you know, I just want to try one more time. Maybe outpatient will work. But it, you know, we found that it is best to just walk through that fear, get into treatment, get into a safe environment, and get that inpatient care in a safe environment that's comfortable and therapeutic, so that, you know, they've got at least 30 to 45 days or whatever is needed for them to change their patterns and their routines and things like that. So putting it off is sometimes not good. They won't take that final step and get the help. But by all means, you know, if they're not willing at that time, I've checked on them for, you know, once a month for 9 months before and just kept in contact. Are you okay? How are things going? You know, I'm here if you need me.
I imagine these crises that make the addict call would have to do with two different things. Would be family, where, like, say mom or dad or somebody says, I've had it with you, either you do something about this or I want nothing to do with you, you're out of the house, or legal things. In other words, and Scott and I have talked about this too, is you resort to things you think you'd never do to get money to buy drugs. It's like, especially stealing,
right?
And you find yourself all of a sudden standing in front of a judge, and the judge is not your mother. The judge has got, you know, legal considerations, and they're going to many times throw the book at you, or you've been given a chance, and some people will grab at that chance. Are those the two types of family and legal problems? Are those the two type of things that would drive an addict to call more than anything else?
Most definitely, and would also drive them to follow through and get that help. You know, I often tell family members, you know, it's not easy, but it may save their life to, you know, to set the boundaries and, you know, kick them out or take away the car, because by all means, are you insuring the car? Is it in your name? You know, then the families could be in trouble if the person is driving under the influence and such. So, you know, when the families, you know, let that put that line down and say, you know, you can't come back, you have to go to treatment, or I'm cutting off your cell phone, but, you know, that's a good one. Then, you know, they know that it's tough on the families. They it's tough on them, but the patient knows that, you know, okay, I got to do this. And it's really to save their lives. And with the judge, that when they intervene, oftentimes that's what it is. You know, I got a ticket, I wrecked my car, you know, I'm in trouble now, you know, I've gotten a DUI. But the judge will intervene and say, okay, well, you need help, not, you know, just to get in trouble legally. They just want them to get better. And when they give them that opportunity, you know, it gives them that extra layer of staying accountable. You know, let me go in and get this help and, you know, do what I need to do so that I can get better. And, you know, when the courts get involved, then it's an extra layer of accountability.
Oh, sure. And the judges tend to be a little bit more, you know, willing to work with you when you're in front of them the first time. But if you're in front of them a second or a third time, out comes the book ready to throw at you.
Yes.
And you'll find yourself, and this is to the people out there, or see your sons or your daughters sitting in a prison cell with some really bad people.
Yes.
And because no matter what people in talk radio say, prison's not a country club. It's a bad place, and you don't want your loved ones to be there. And many times that's what addiction does. That's where you end up, is you end up in a bad place with bad people. And believe me, it's not where you want to be. It definitely isn't.
You end up getting the connections and learning all kinds of things, you know, when you're incarcerated like that, that are not necessarily a positive thing.
No.
At all.
For sure. For sure. It's not you want to be in a safe environment. You want to be with people who are concerned and caring and want you to, you know, get off the addiction and get back into a normal and productive life. You don't want to be used jail as a way to get yourself off of drugs, because that's a training ground in there. It really is. So when you're calling Lakeview, you're in and talking to Kelly or the other intake specialists here, you're going to get into that situation, or get your loved ones in that situation, where there are people out there who are going to try their best, I'm going to put, and doing a good job of it, by getting your loved ones off of addiction and being the people you remember them to be.
Yes.
We're all parents here, aren't we? Are we all parents here?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's you know, you remember the little baby and growing up, and, you know, her wearing maybe her brownie outfit, or him wearing his Cub Scout outfit, or whatever it is. And then you're looking and down the road and say, how did this happen? And you have a tendency to blame yourself. But I think that's misdirected most of the times, isn't it?
I believe so. You know, I'm sure Kelly, you know, talks to parents all the time. I do as well. You know, I thought I did everything right, and I can't believe this is happening to me. And my response is, listen, you know, stop beating yourself up. You know, you did the best you
right.
could do. And, you know, all of us have made mistakes. But, you know, once again, like we always talk, Lenny, they don't teach you this stuff in school or in marriage and family class or anything like that. So it's the real life experiences. And that's kind of why I wanted to bring Kelly in today, because we talk about all different facets of addiction and treatment options mm-hmm. and treatment plans. And so this is a key part of the beginning of the road to recovery.
This is the first step.
And so Kelly, I appreciate her. She's on vacation.
Oh, really?
From Florida.
Yes.
And
well,
she said she wanted to drive around with me for a day. I'm like, well, let's go.
Well, I tell you what, that's going to be a vacation.
Yeah.
Make sure you take her. There's some fine restaurants around here. Make sure you get to go to one of them at least. Okay.
That's on the schedule.
Okay, that's on the
in
schedule.
In between the two hospitals.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. But so now people make the first step. And we talk about the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and that's calling the intake specialist at Lakeview Health. Let's give the number out here so people have the number.
Can I say something?
Sure,
really
go
quick?
Ahead.
We were talking about the families, and
yes.
You know, the Oftentimes I've heard the mothers, you know, they'll be crying and they're like, I just want my son back, you know, and that's what they, you know, that's the core of their pain is seeing what the alcohol and drugs have done to their loved one. And when those patients come to our facility and we do family counseling via conference calls and they come to the family workshop and take part in that workshop, you know, they visit or they can make the trip on the weekends and they see such a drastic change, and they finally see that loved one, you know, again, and they're like,
there's my son, there's my daughter,
exactly. And they call me and they're like, oh my gosh, she's doing so good, she looks so much better. And that's what, you know, I love to hear, you know, when people go home and their families call in and say that they're still doing good, you know, I love to hear the success stories. But yes, our phone number is, if Scott, if you want to give your number.
My cell number is 262-620-9057, but the 24-hour admissions is 866-460-8416.
And, okay, and they can look that up on the web, too?
Yep, at lakeviewhealth.com. And, you know, Kelly and there's several other people. The other thing is they take very articulate and precise notes when they have phone calls so that no matter who you call can pull up your name and have the background information to carry on the consultation as far as what the next step will be.
Yeah, and the next step, of course, is getting you into the treatment.
Yes.
And the follow-through all the way through is off drugs and alcohol and back into a productive life so you can sit down at Thanksgiving with your family and everybody's going to be happy once again.
Yes.
And coming from the parent standpoint, I will tell you what, there's nothing more better than that, is there?
Not at all.
No, because that's what we're talking about in the long run here.
Yes.
We really are. We're talking about friends. We're talking about family. We're talking about being productive citizens and just good people.
And we all are. It's just a matter of, you know, getting through the issues in order to help you stop self-medicating and putting, you know, one foot in front of the other and going down the path of recovery and staying connected with good people like Kelly and the people at Lakeview Health.
Give us your number again and the 24-hour line.
My number is 262-620-9057, and 24 hours, 7 days a week admission for Lakeview Health is 866-460-8416, and then it's skarney@lakeviewhealth.com, or you can check out the website at lakeviewhealth.com.
Kelly McRae, I'm sure that Scott told you these interviews go like that. They really go fast. And we're done. I want to thank you very much, Kelly McRae, intake specialist with Lakeview Health, and Scott Carney with Lakeview Health. We're going to see you in a couple weeks again.
Yes, you are going to.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Always a pleasure to talk to you good people at Lakeview Health.